Joining me on the show is Brad Schultz from Cage the Elephant. What's up, Brad?
Hey, hey, how are you?
Let's talk about your new album coming out April 19th, Social Cues. And you're coming to the Bay Area. You're going to be at Shoreline Amphitheater July 16th along with Beck. We can't wait for that show.
Yeah, we're so excited too. We, the fact that we were able to kind of pull off that lineup, and we wanted it to feel like kind of a mini festival. And, it's just been such a blessing in every respect.
Yeah, we did a ticket giveaway a few weeks ago, and the phones were off the hook. People are so excited about that show. I'm really excited about the two singles you've released. We've been playing Ready to Let Go like crazy. You just dropped House of Glass. Is this a good preview of what we can expect from the rest of the album?
Yeah, I think that both of those songs embody very specific parts of the record. And they both have the darker undertone of which kind of ties the whole record together.
I saw on Twitter you guys talked about maybe like a mixtape of the new album. Is that something that's really going to happen?
Honestly, yes. I'm working right now to put together that. One of the goals that we had with this record was that we wanted it to be a dark cinematic record, but with the rhythm section, we really wanted to carry kind of an undertone of kind of a hip hop swagger.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up kind of immersed into hip hop, and it was a big part of my life growing up. And so, yeah, I definitely am trying to pull that together.
Who are your favorite hip hop bands growing up?
Oh, growing up? Oh, man. I'm going to give away my age now. But
okay.
I listened to a lot of Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
A lot of Dr. Dre, NWA.
So you're more West Coast than East Coast, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like the New York stuff too.
Sure.
I mean, I was into Biggie, and then I liked Wu-Tang Clan when I was growing up too.
I think we probably grew up around the same time because I'm into all that stuff as well. It just reminds me of being in high school.
Oh God, I know. We walk around our neighborhood, and this is going to really show how old I am too. But we'd walk around our neighborhood with a legit boombox on someone's shoulder.
So, did you have stickers all over it?
No, we just, I can't remember, but I remember like one of my friends, Josh Good, we would carry, and that's when sagging your pants became popular. And so we were just a bunch of kids, probably like 13 and 14, walking around our neighborhood thinking that we were BA.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, so let's fast forward. This isn't going to age you at all. Who are your current favorite hip-hop artists? If that's something you were into the past, you got to have a few currents that you like.
I'm into this guy named King Myers. Blueface is another artist I'm really into.
Mm-hmm.
This female artist, Rico Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like Kendrick Lamar is, I think, like the ultimate
genius
dude out right now.
So can you get Kendrick on your mixtape album?
Oh, God, if I could, that would be like a dream, but I don't know.
That's awesome.
And then also Childish Gambino, too. I really like Childish Gambino.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he did real well at the Grammys this year. You guys have a Grammy for one of your albums. I was reading through, you know, obviously your history. You guys have had so much success winning a Grammy. And what's on the to-do list? Like, what's something you haven't achieved as a band or even as an individual that's on your bucket list?
You know, I think for us, we just want to continue to be able to do this and to make records. You know, I think that if we're connecting with people and we're able to continue at the level that we're at right now, and even grow the band, and
mm-hmm.
that's more of kind of our goals. I think that, you know, all the awards and everything are nice, and I think it's kind of like almost, you know, like a pat on the back, and it's an honor to be able to have a Grammy and all that sort of things. But I think first you have to take care of the music, and you have to write music that connects with people. And so if we do that, I think everything else will take care of itself.
No, I totally respect that. It, you know, it makes me think of what Drake said at the Grammys this year. Like, listen, win or lose, you're up here. People are listening to your music. You've won already, no matter if you've got the award or not. So I appreciate that perspective. Do you mind if we lighten things up real quick and I give you some quick rapid fire questions and maybe you answer with like the first thing?
All right. I like the rapid fire. Yeah.
Let's do this. I've got like six questions. First on the list. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stage?
Oh, God. One time I fell on stage, and I landed in between two monitors, and I literally could not get out
Oh.
between the two monitors. And not only that, Matt called me out for it. And it was truly a Spinal Tap moment.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, next one. If you had to punch one person in the face, who would it be?
Oh, God. Myself.
That's so messed up. All right, that's a fair answer. What's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure is reality television.
Ooh, what are you watching?
Can't get away from it. The Challenge.
Oh, with TJ Lavin.
Yeah, my wife, I got into it, like my wife watches it.
Uh-huh.
When we were first dating, and I've never stopped. And also Survivor.
Okay.
I watched both of those.
All right, two more questions. You're on a desert island. You can only have three albums with you. Which three albums do you take?
Oh, my God. The Beatles' White Album.
Okay.
Gosh. This is putting me on the spot. See, this is a hard one. The White Album. It'd probably be all Beatles records.
Okay.
Honestly. The White Album, Abbey Road, and probably Rubber Soul at this point.
Okay, awesome. And this last question I think is the toughest. We're going to play F, Mary, Kill. You've got Gwen Stefani, Bishop Briggs, and Halsey.
Oh, God, I can't. I'm already married, and I don't want to kill anybody.
Oh, you can't tap out.
I'm screwed on all those.
All right. Well, I won't force you, but it would have been a lot more fun if you went with it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just giving you a hard time. We're really excited about your new album coming out, Social Cues, released on April 19th, and you're going to be at Shoreline Amphitheater with Beck July 16th. Thank you so much, Brad, from KG Elephant, for joining me on the show. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, take it easy.
All right, you too. Bye.